You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Yeah, peace, harmony, pet power. Holy shih tzu, baby. You'll learn how to keep your pets from chewing your shoes or eating your cat. It's all about relationships, baby. You and your pet... pet. So tune in, turn on, and get ready for the positively grooviest pet podcast on the planet. Ooh, that's a lot of peas, baby, isn't it?
What's this show called?
Oh, Behave!
No, really, what's this show called?
Oh, Behave! With your shagadelic host, Arden Moore. What's happening, Arden? Yeah, baby, yeah. Tell us.
Welcome to the Oh, Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Remember the Alamo? The Dallas Cowboys? A couple of presidents? You get my drift? We're talking Texas here. There's a lot of things to be proud of if you're from the state of Texas, but the Lone Star State has a new star, a four-legged one who answers to the name, what else? Star. If you've been paying attention to the CBS show, The Greatest American Dog Show, there is a true heart dog that answers to the name of Star and has a very cool owner named Bill McFarland who... thankfully and happily is a guest on our show. Hey, welcome to Oh Behave, Bill.
Well, thank you so much. Wow, I'm going to have to be talking real good because that was a great introduction.
Oh, man, I love your dog. Star is a purebred Brittany, 7 years old. And, you know, you almost made it to the final four on the Greatest American Dog Show. I think that's commendable. We're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to get back, and we're going to start talking with Bill about this amazing dog named Star right after this break.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, Behave! We'll be right back after these groovy shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Pick up something unique at a Bone to Pick dog boutique. A Bone to Pick has cool hip fashions for big and small dogs that will have their tails wagging in style. Cat products too. abone-to-pick.com. Check out our eco-friendly pet products and gifts for humans too. abone-to-pick.com. Get your pet's mouth watering monthly with our Gourmet Treat of the Month Club and join a Bone to Pick's free birthday club for your puppy. abone-to-pick.com. Pick up something special for your best friend at A Bone to Pick. abone-to-pick.com. Get 10% off with coupon code PETLIFE.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet Magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet Magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in Paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Hey, all you dog stylists. Are you on the cutting edge of canine design and shaggy chic? Groomer Has It on Animal Planet is now casting for Season 2. Groomer Has It is looking for competitive dog stylists with amazing personalities to compete to become Animal Planet's top groomer. $50,000 grand prize for the winner, plus weekly compensation for all contestants during filming. If you have what it takes to be the top groomer, then audition for Groomer Has It today. For more information, contact Catherine at 310-727-3337 extension 71272 or email groomerhasit@gmail.com.
school's in session on Pet Life Radio with Teacher's Pet. Learn how to communicate with your pet, train your pet, and see the world from your pet's point of view. You may even learn a few tricks yourself. Teacher's Pet, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. We have a very special guest, Bill McFarland. For all you know who he is. He's better known as Bill and Star on the CBS show, Greatest American Dog Show. You know what? There are heart dogs out there. People know special canines that seem to have this uncanny connection with their people. Mm-hmm. And in watching each episode, Bill, my goodness, you guys are definitely have that human-animal bond down pat. Yeah, well, tell us a little bit about Star. We know how sweet, Star is on the show, but there's a lot of super talents.
Star is started off, we did some bird dog field trial stuff, and she just fell in love with all the people. She's a social butterfly. And then we started doing some agility because I'd seen it on television. I'm kind of outdoors, athletic kind of guy. I like to run and jump and play just like my dogs do, and we got into agility, and I think the second year we were there doing agility, she was able to go to the USDAA Nationals, and then we do some tracking. I learned how to do tracking. I've got probably 250 books on dogs and dog training here, and I'm a voracious.
You're
going
to have
reader.
To get a few of mine. I'll have to send you one. I've only written 20, so
I send them. I didn't know anything about the judges. In fact, honestly, I didn't know anything about them at all. And the kids, as I call them on the show, had to tell me who they were. And they told me Victoria Stilwell wrote a whole bunch of books. And I said, I don't know who she is still. I've got a bunch of books here in my library that I read, and I taught Star tracking, and we do some obedience stuff. So I felt like Star and I were a pretty good package to take to California.
Now, tell me, how did you find out about the show? And I know you love your wife, Sherry, and this was pretty hard to be away from Sherry, but how did you find out about the show, and how did you land one of the 12 spots?
We actually were at Rockwall, Texas, at an agility contest, and I was babysitting all three dogs that weekend. And one of the people, we were sitting in the floor, a friend of mine from McKinney, Elizabeth Evans, and I were doing some tricks and just showing out, basically. And 400 or 500 dogs there, and we're sitting in the middle of dog crates. And one of the people that stopped to watch us was a talent scout. And about 3 months later, she contacted me and said, I've got this show that you and Star would be great for. She sent me the 60-page application. I wasn't doing anything that week, so I filled it out. And
oh, my
boom,
gosh.
We're there.
Now, you said McKinney. I got to tell you, I have a little bit of Texas roots myself. Half of my relatives on my dad's side are buried in Grapevine, if you will. And I have a sister that lives in Allen, Texas, outside of Dallas. So that's kind of near you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's probably 2 hours, 2.5 hours from here. But I do a lot of agility stuff with one of my dogs, Lucille, and we're in McKinney. Gosh, starting next month, nearly every weekend, we'll be up there running Lucille or and just having a big time. But Stars doesn't do agility anymore. She has a thyroid condition, and I have to watch her weight so very careful. And she's getting a little old to be doing that agility stuff, I feel like.
That's okay. She's having a good life. What people don't know, though, is there is a special talent that Star does have, and your wife, Sherry, is diabetic. I mean, I write a lot about the healing power of pets, but here's living proof, listeners, that dogs can be man and gal's best friend. Tell us a little bit about what Star does.
Well, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, my wife, Star, kept jumping on the bed and off the bed, on the bed and off the bed at night. This one particular night, finally, I got up and I said, look, you're fixing to wind up outside, bub. And I reached over and touched my wife, and she was cold and clammy, and I thought, uh-oh, this is not good. She'd gone into a low blood sugar situation, and Star had alerted us to that. Well, I had to get the paramedics in the hospital, the whole deal, because she'd gotten to the point where I couldn't get her back. with sugar packets and orange juice. So anyway, long story made short, about 2-3 weeks later, Star went over and sat down on my wife's feet and wouldn't let her get up. Well, we thought, get up, dog. You know, what's going on here? And it happened a couple more times. And one day I said, well, check your sugar. Just, you know, it just dawned on me one day. And we figured out that Star is very sensitive to my wife's low blood sugars. When Sherry goes low, Star goes over there and will actually sit on her feet or cling to her or get in her way, and where Sherry has to go check her sugars.
Oh, my gosh. What a great
amazing dog. Amazing. And I didn't teach that. How do you teach that?
You can't teach that, Bill.
No, Arden, you can't. She's very sensitive to that. We go do some retirement homes with the older folks, and Star will go over and just lay up on the wheelchairs, the chairs and things of the people, and just her ears go down. I know you're hurting, just rub me and take some of the pain away for a little while. You can see it in her face. It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. I've got another dog I take with me, but she doesn't do like Star. Star senses something going on in these people's lives.
Wow. How did you get Star?
Oh, wow. Good story. Sad story. I have had a Brittany in my life for probably 35 or 40 years. And my last one, Freckles, I'd had for 15 years, and he died. And it was such a sad day in my life. I said, that's it. I can't do dogs anymore. So it took over a year. And I'm one of those guys got to have a dog in the front seat of my truck, okay?
Oh, I'm a gal like that, but I don't have a truck. Always in my car.
Sherry and Brian, my son, Brian, got me Star for Christmas. They gave me the pick of the litter of a bunch of, I think there were 11 Brittany's in this litter, and they said, we'll get you the pick of the litter. And I sat down there amongst all those little Brittany's and picked up this one bright, shining Star.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
great. Now tell me, life on the show, you've had some kind acts done to you. Lori, I guess, gave you her the right to the big palace room so that you could get to talk to Sherry.
Oh, that was Teresa gave me that.
Teresa, yeah. So you probably met some good friends, huh, on the show?
I say it like this, and I mean it with all my heart. There's not one of those folks on that show that is not invited to my house Thanksgiving Day. Really enjoyed every one of them's friendship. Every one of them had brought something new and entertaining to my life. They're all good friends of mine. I feel very comfortable in saying that. And they're just nice people. Just nice people.
Now, is there, on the last show when you did get, quote unquote, expelled, I thought, you know, it was a kind of a tough challenge. You want to tell us a little bit about your thoughts on that? But, you know, up to then, I really did think Star was the star of the show.
Yeah. When we put that leather straps and all that apparatus on Star, she wouldn't hardly walk. And I knew she couldn't do the steeper ramp because she just didn't have the foot speed. And I said, okay, Bill, we're going to go up the less of an incline ramp, and we're going to walk the more narrow board. And if you will fly, we can stay. If you don't fly, we're going home. And when she didn't fly, you might probably could have read my face. I said, uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm going to play poker with you, Bill, because I know what kind of hand you have.
But, you know, in retrospect, thinking about it, even now, I think about it, I'm so proud that she didn't jump. We go places where she might say, oh, I can jump out this window. I can fly. So I feel very comfortable that she didn't. I think she was more intelligent than I gave her credit for. So I feel comfortable that she didn't jump, and I'm proud that she didn't, because it was probably time for us to go. But I still think that the judges this weekend will probably think about it, hash it out, and call me and say, Bill, we really want you back on the show. Come back. We're going to give you the $350,000. We made a mistake.
Well, we can always hope. We can always dream. Do you have a website or anything for you and Star?
Yeah, I do have a website. It's called BillAndStar.com.
Okay.
It's set up by my nephew who does this for a living. And it's a great website. There's a lot on there about Star, about me, about my family. You can actually contact us. There's a lot of great stuff. We had over 7,000 hits on it Wednesday and Thursday of last week when we were given the boot. Don't say expelled. We were booted off the show.
Okay. A big old Texas boot, too, right?
Yeah.
But I definitely want to send you a couple of my books I want to autograph and send them to. So if you get an email from Arden, don't think I'm some weirdo. I definitely would like to give you as a gift because I'm actually on a book tour right now and I'm going all over the country. I'm going to be in Frisco, Texas, and Dallas. So
well,
I'll send
great.
You an email.
I'll come out there and show you my book.
Would you do that? Because we'll have a blast.
Yeah, I'm putting together a book. It's going to be got some Crayolas to come with it. And if you watch the show, you know I don't know much about Crayolas. And we're going to have that, and we're going to have some finger painting stuff in it. And it's going to be called The Kinder and Gentler Way by Bill McFarland.
Oh, my gosh. Bill, it has been a pleasure to have you on the show. Are there is without giving out the final ending, are there any special pairs on the show left that you're rooting for?
Like I said, I think they're going to call me back. I really believe that those judges are going to go home and have nightmares that Bill and Star should have won this silly thing. And I really believe that's us. But honestly, it's just a coin toss between the four that are left. They're all great dogs and great handlers. And I wish I could say this one's better than that one. But no, they're all fantastic people.
Okay. Any special message Star might want to give to our listeners before we say goodbye? From
Star
one dog
like-
to others?
Yeah, Star would like to tell all the dogs in America that you just wish you had a great guy in your life like I do.
Isn't it nice to have a front dog like that that can speak on behalf of you? I just want to say thank you again for being on the show and for our listeners to go to www.billandstar.com. You are a great pair. I wish you the very best, and thank you again for being a guest on our show.
Arden, thank you for calling me. I do appreciate it, and thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you again, Arden.
Well, we just had a great time talking to Bill and Star, contestants on CBS show, Greatest American Dog Show, and we're going to go back to talk after this break about the cool cat contest and where the heck Arden Moore is these days right after this commercial break.
Would you like to go out?
Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me.
Oh, behave. We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages.
Oh, yeah.
Got a cool cat. Got a cool cat. Got a cool cat.
Do you have a cool cat in the house?
Well, of course I do.
Got a camera? Then take a quick pic of your cool cat and enter the Pet Life Radio Cool Cat Contest. Pet Life Radio is partnering with Morris and Nine Lives to give you the chance to win a really cool cat care kit. Get a Nine Lives Play and Scratch Play Post, Nine Lives Woolly Cat Bed, Nine Lives Food Bowl, Morris Play Spinners, and much, much more. You'll also get an autographed copy of pet edutainer Arden Moore's new book, Happy Cat, Happy You.
That.
Everybody gets a chance to vote, and the top five coolest cats win an awesome cool cat care kit from Pet Life Radio and Nine Lives. Just go to the PetLifeRadio.com website or CoolCatContest.com.
Fluff your feathers, roll out your tongue, shine your fins, snap on your leashes, and grab your human. It's the Louisville Pet Lovers Expo. Two full days of fantastic fun that no pet lover should miss. Join us for shopping, the Barks and Couture Fashion Show, Dream Pet Wedding, Ultimate Pet Makeover, Pet Communicator, Rescue Me Pet Adoption, Service Dog Demonstration, and tons of fun contests. Bring your pets and join us at the Louisville Pet Lovers Expo, Saturday, September 27th, and Sunday, September 28th, at the Kentucky Expo Center. For more information, go to LouisvillePetExpo.com.
Stop what you're doing and start horsing around. Every week on Pet Life Radio, horse expert and award-winning rider Audrey Pavia will be trotting out great tips on feeding, breeding, and more on everything equestrian. So set a spell and say hey to Audrey and get ready for a darn tootin' galloping good time. Every week on Horsin' Around, on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Okay, here is the big news for all you cool cats. The Pet Life Radio's Cool Cat Contest is being sponsored by Morris the Cat Nine Lives. The contest has officially ended, but guess what, folks? Just like everybody else is doing this year, the voting begins, and it will continue until September 12th. So please go to www.coolcatcontest.com, or you can log on through the petliferadio.com and vote for your favorite cat to win. Now, we had many, many entries, and some contests select the top 25, some top 50. Oh, no, we want to be a little bit unusual, so we randomly decided that you can vote on not the top 10, not the top 25, but the top 339 cats that are photographed. Now, these cats definitely put the F in fabulous, funny, freaky, and yes, there's a few fake feline photos. That's a lot of alliteration on our site. The top five vote-getters will win oodles of prizes being sponsored by Nine Lives. They include a Play and Scratch play post, a Nine Lives woolly cat bed. Whew, that sounds good for the winner. Nine Lives food bowl, Morris play spinners, Little Mo plush kitten, lots of good formulated dry food from Nine Lives, and, of course, an autographed copy of my latest book, Happy Cat, Happy You. Hey, Oprah, move over. Between Nine Lives, Pet Life Radio, and Arden Moore, we've got some cool prizes for some cool cats. So please vote now, and we will find out who the winner is after the voting ends on September 12th. Now, you're going to ask, where the heck am I doing this radio show from? I can't tell you. Every time we do this show in the last few weeks, I'm somewhere in America. That's because I'm on a 23-city national book tour that is taking me from Maine to Hawaii. I'm about two-thirds the way through the tour. I feel a little bit like Matt Lauer, you know, where the heck's Matt Lauer? Unfortunately, I'm not going to Tahiti or some of those exotic places. I'm sticking right here in the United States. But I wanted to give you listeners a little idea of what's happened to me on the tour. I have had a chance to meet a hedgehog. Yes, seriously. Even hedgehogs enjoy reading my books. I was in a place called Whitman's Feed Store. It's in a very cool place, but tiny, named North Bennington, Vermont. The store owner is Dave Whitman, and he gave me a nickel tour of his complex, and I was glad to see many of the places I've been visiting have store dogs or store mascots that are canines, but this time they have a cat named Boots. He's very laid back and greets everybody. So we're doing the book signing and all of a sudden Dave shows up with in his hands cradled is this itty-bitty little tiny hedgehog. And you've got to pet the hedgehogs from front to back because otherwise you're going to get poked by their little spiny needles that they call a coat. But it was kind of neat to see that. You can see a picture of this hedgehog on my website. I've been doing a blog everywhere I go. It's very easy. Just go to ardenmoore.com and click on my blog. Now, besides hedgehogs, I've also had the chance to hang out with some lobsters. One of my events took me to Portland, Maine. There's an independent bookstore there called Books Etc. And if anybody has been through Portland, Maine, there are a lot of one-way streets. They aren't on a grid. They sort of curve and meander into one another. But there's a lot of history in that town. And along Commercial Avenue, that's where all the seafaring shops are and the boats. Well, I get done at my book signing, and I was on television there for their local NBC show, and I asked the camera guys, hey, I'd really like to get a lobster dinner. Where can I get one in Portland, Maine? Because that's sort of like lobster capital of the world. And one guy mentioned a place, and the other guys poked him in the elbow and said, no, no, that's a tourist spot. I said, yes, I want to find a spot where you guys go if you really want a good lobster dinner. And they took me to this little tiny place called Gilbert's Chowder House. And you can drive right by it and miss it. But I got to tell you, it was the best lobster I ever ate. Real down-home folks like named, I had a gal that helped me served the food, Marie, and the bartender's name was Mike. After Maine, one of the more interesting spots, I went to New York City, and I got to be on the Martha Stewart Living Radio Show with the host, Mario Vasquez. He is not only a great host, he's also a great accomplished chef and proud owner of a dog named Forrest. And on the show, yes, even off key, I did sing my my dog song that I sing to my two dogs, Chipper and Cleo. It's called Take Me Out to Wolf Park. Yes, it is sung to the tune of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. I'm not going to hurt your ears today, but I can't believe on national radio I actually sang that song. But I don't think I'll be a contestant on American Idol. No fear about that. After that show, made a couple of stops in New York City, almost came close to a brush with fame. Two of the guests that we've had on our show from the Greatest American Dog Show, the contestants, Beth and Bill, who have the dogs Bella Starlet and Elvis, respectively, are from the Manhattan areas, and they almost made it to my book signing in a cool place called Prima Dog Shop. It's in the Manhattan area, New York City. But instead, I got to meet a very neat dog who plays poker. I can't make that up. There is a dog named Eli, owned by a guy named Rick, and it's a little Yorkie. And he said to me that his dog is the only dog that can play poker. We're going to have Rick and Eli on the show later on, but I took one of my little flip video devices, and I do have a two-minute segment proving that this little Yorkie is quite the poker player and has quite a poker face. So when we do have Rick and Eli on the show, we're going to be able to include that little footage, if you will. After New York, I went up to the Hamptons, baby. I had to make sure that everything I wore was nice and coordinated and ironed, because after all, I'm in the Hamptons. And I thought, well, there's going to be a lot of la-di-da people there. But I was very impressed with some of the down-to-earth people I did meet there, including this gal named Donna. And Donna has a smoke gray cat by the name of Misty. At the time, I was at a book signing at an event that was being sponsored by Bidewee. It was called the 8th Annual Love on a Leash event. And all the proceeds were going to this great shelter called Bidewee. Well, we all had our tents set up. There was a little pet parade in the downtown area. Tons of dogs, big dogs, little dogs, quiet dogs, yappy dogs. And out of nowhere comes this cat named Misty strutting by wearing a harness and walking very cool and confidently with Donna and ignoring all the dogs. You know, when you have catitude, you can really do a great job of letting dogs keep at bay. Well, she came up to my tent to get a copy of my book, Happy Cat, Happy You, and she started sharing with me the story of Misty. She told me that it turns out that she suffers, Donna, from asthma, and one night she was sleeping, and Misty kept pawing her under her chin, and then finally Misty stuck her front paws to sort of brace under the chin of Donna to keep her throat open, because as it turned out, Donna was having a severe asthma attack and she was having difficulty breathing. And to this day, Donna says if it wasn't for Misty, she may not have been still here on this planet. And in celebration, she tells everyone that she has the world's best kitty. She proclaims her life-saving talents. And she now, Misty, wears a special tag that does say World's Best Kitty, and it has the date, April 7th, 2008. That's the date that Misty saved Donna's life. Now, that's one great cat. After I went to the Hamptons, and I went all the way up to a place called Westerly, Rhode Island. I don't know if you know much about your geography. I'm learning as I go. Westerly is known as one of the granite capitals of this country. Some of the more famous buildings that were made with granite stone, the stone came from this place in Rhode Island. And I took a little two-hour train trip from New York to Westerly, and I get landed into this little tiny town of Westerly. And there's one person working the train booth, and there's no cabs anywhere, and I'm supposed to get into the downtown area. So I asked the guy, hey, can you hail me a cab? He said, sure, I'll give Norm a call. I'm thinking, that's unusual. They know the cabbie by their first name. Well, that's because in the entire town, they only have two cabs, and the other guy was off that day. So I got picked up by this guy named Norm. He's a nice man, and he put the suitcases of mine in his trunk, and he asked me, "Where are you from, lady?" And I said, "Well, lately, everywhere." And he says, "What do you mean, everywhere?" And I explained that I'm a book author, and I'm on a national book tour, and I'm going all over the country. And then he said, "Oh, you're Arden Moore. We read about you in the newspaper today." And then he starts gushing about a dog he and his wife have, a girl dog by the name of Diesel. It's a Labrador, a retriever mix, and she's about 3 years old. We laugh because I also have a female dog named Chipper. You know, we've got both girl dogs with boy dog names, but as you know, I've named Chipper because of my love of golf. So we're getting near my stop in Westerly, Rhode Island, when Norm asked me if it was okay if they could make a quick stop to his home. He said, "I'll turn the meter off," and I'm hoping and praying this is not the Norman from, you know, Psycho or something. But he said his wife, Pam, and their dog Diesel were home, and he wanted them to get a chance to meet me. So I said, "Sure." And he just drove me right to his house. I spent the next hour chatting with Pam and Norman, and we got to hang out with Diesel. And within that time, I was able to teach Diesel how to wave and do a few other tricks, and they were pretty impressed. But the dog's very smart. I got to give a credit to the dog. The dog's a great listener, a quick study, and the fact that I had very good meaty treats with me probably helped the situation a lot. All over the country, and especially in my neighborhood in Oceanside, I'm known as Treat Lady to all the canine world. I see my friends walk by my house with their dogs, and the dogs always seem to try to make a detour toward my front door. So that was the last stop, was in Westerly, Rhode Island. For you listeners, if you got a schedule handy, you can go to my website, ardenmoore.com, and you'll be able to see the rest of the dates of my tour. Just to let you know, I will be at the La Jolla, California shop called the Metropolis on Saturday, September 6th. So if you're in the California area, I hope you come down. Let's see, on Monday, September 8th, I'm going to be in Tempe, Arizona at a place called the Changing Hands Bookstore, and that's on McClintock Drive. I hope you can come. That's going to be about 7 o'clock, thank goodness, because I would melt otherwise in that very desert state. From Arizona, we're going to dash over to Minnesota, and we're going to go to the Wild Rumpus Bookstore on September 11th at 6 p.m., and that bookstore is located on West 43rd Street. And then we're going to dash to the Lone Star State, where we have a couple of stops. One is at the IKEA store, that's I-K-E-A, and you're like, "What's she doing at one of those big warehouses?" Well, the reason being is one Saturday a month, a great nonprofit shelter group called Operation Kindness gets to have an opportunity to meet and greet the public at this IKEA store. And I'll be signing books there starting at noon at the IKEA store in a town called Frisco, Texas. From there, about 3 o'clock, I have to speed away to the downtown Dallas, where I'm going to be at a very, very cool pet boutique shop called The Petropolitan. I've been there before. The owner is Chris Watts, and it has everything you can think of if you want to put the pee and pamper for your dog, cat, or other critter. And that Petropolitan is located on Harwood Street in downtown Dallas. And then I get to dash home for a week before I go to Kauai and on to Palm Springs to complete this tour. I have to tell you, it's been an amazing run. All these places I get to meet amazing people with their amazing dogs and cats, a few lobsters, a few hedgehogs, and they're both to promote my books, Happy Dog, Happy You, and Happy Cat, Happy You. Both of these books are full of hundreds of ways that bring out the best in the planet, in pets, and in people. And I hope you'd get a chance to visit my website, ardenmoore.com, and find out where in the heck the latest adventures are taking me and what awaits me. For now, I want to take the time to thank my cool producer for making this show possible. Again, a reminder, go on to thecoolcatcontest.com or to petliferadio.com and vote for the coolest cats that is in the contest we're sponsoring with 9 lives. The voting ends on September 12th. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you 2, 3, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave!
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave. With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.